Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 424 for Tuesday, June 7th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was steady to up a dollar at the closing bell after trading lower for most of the day. The July contract was up 20 cents at $517.30 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil and gains in the Canadian dollar were both bearish for canola throughout the day as that combination cuts into crush margins. Relatively favorable crop conditions across most of Western Canada also weighed on prices, although the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures limited any losses as there's still a long growing season ahead. Canola was also underpinned by ideas that it's looking underpriced compared to other options. While crush margins were down by as much as $12 at one point today, the futures held their own. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were mostly higher. Soybeans up 3 to 13 cents, the July contract up 3 at $11.41 per bushel. Activity was choppy, though, as prices bounced around throughout the day. Relatively favorable U.S. crop conditions had soybeans on the defensive in early activity, with 83% of the crop now in the ground and nearly three-quarters of what was planted in the good-to-excellent category. However, forecasts are turning hot and dry across the Midwest, and that provided underlying support. Production issues in South America remained supportive for soybeans as well. The situation was similar in corn, with prices recovering from earlier losses to post small gains in most months. The July contract up a half cent at $4.28 per bushel. Weekly crop ratings placed 75% of the U.S. corn crop in the good to excellent category. That's an improvement of 3 points on the week. But corn did follow beans higher, with the nearby technical signals also providing support. Hot Midwestern temperatures were another supportive influence. For wheat, prices were steady to up 4 cents, the July contract in Chicago up 1.5 cents at $5.09 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 2% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's well off the 5-year average of 10% done, as recent rains caused delays. However, the drier weather forecasts should allow for good progress over the next week. Spring wheat in the U.S. was rated 79% good to excellent by the USDA. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 7th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.